Welcome to the Sleepy Cues podcast, where Linda Schmulowitz
and Jessica Suwiki will share answers to all your questions related to your children's sleep and parenting of young children. We are both certified gentle sleep coaches.
Thanks for tuning in to hear the answers to the many questions that come up with the families we work with. Hi there. Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Sleepy Cues podcast. I'm Linda Schmulowitz, owner of Sleep Tight Consultants. And today I'm going to be talking about a developmental topic that has a big impact on children's sleep. So I'm going to talk a little bit about why it's important to help your child learn how to sit themselves down from standing up. So let's talk a bit about why this is significant. So when children first start sleeping, often they don't know how to stand up. So you put them in their sleeping space, and when they're going in awake, what they do is they roll themselves around, they kind of move themselves in and out of different positions, they wiggle about. If they're rolling over, they rub their face in the mattress, they kind of moan and they fuss and they get themselves to sleep. Great, right? But they're already in the laying down position, which is the position which is most conducive to sleep. So now suddenly you have a child who knows how to stand themselves up, and standing up, not a great way to sleep, although I have seen many a child try to sleep in that way. So when does this happen? The youngest I have seen a child learn how to pull themselves up to standing is about 6 months. That is very early. Do not encourage that. I would say on average, the age that most children start pulling up to stand is somewhere around 8 to 9 months. So it can happen that your child knows how to pull themselves up, but they don't start doing it in their sleeping space, like in their crib, until they're a little bit older. That's great. The older they get, the more receptive language they have, which means that they may understand when you say lay down, and they know what that means that they're supposed to do. But often an 8 or 9 month old does not understand those words. And so it is really important that you're teaching them how to sit themselves back down when they're not trying to go to sleep, because then they're going to be more likely to be open to understanding and learning something new when they're not frustrated that they're in the crib and suddenly they're standing. So before you get to this point in time, definitely make sure that the mattress on your crib is at the lowest level. Most of the time, parents are doing this when children are starting to sit themselves up, certainly when they're getting on their hands and knees, but it may not feel so urgent until they actually stand. But there are definitely some children who will figure out that they can pull themselves up on the top rail of the crib, but they don't realize that they could actually pull themselves up on the slats. So if the top rail is higher up, then it makes it harder for them to pull up. The reality is, the reason that the mattress on your crib is at the highest level is because when they're really little, you're probably putting them in a sleep, and it's going to be much easier to manage to sneak them in the most ninja-like way if the mattress is up really high. The lower you lower them into the crib when they're already asleep, the more likely it is that they're going to notice that you're moving them down onto the mattress. So once they're at a place where they're falling asleep on their own, it doesn't matter if you're putting them in lower down, they're awake and you're not running the risk of waking them at that point. So definitely lower that mattress down all the way. No reason not to do that at this point. So if you're lucky, there'll be a period of time between when you start to see your child pulling themselves up outside of the crib and when they actually do it in the crib. Hopefully that's the case. I have seen a number of children become frustrated at what's happening when they're learning how to sleep and pull themselves up out of frustration or sit themselves up out of frustration. Not ideal, because now you're in a situation where they don't know how to get back down and they're in the crib and you're kind of stuck there. And you have to help them figure that out. And that's probably going to involve a lot of laying them down over and over again, which is frustrating for everyone. But like I said, hopefully it happens when they're playing. And so you have a little bit of lead time to see what's going on before now, oh, you're in the crib and now you're standing and you don't know what to do. So here's how you help your child learn how to sit themselves back down. So say they're playing in your living room, they pull up on a couch, an ottoman, you, when you're sitting on the floor, a coffee table, whatever it is, maybe a toy. So then you're going to put something down on the floor by their feet that's going to be really good incentive for them to reach down. I'm talking about your cell phone or your TV remote control, not necessarily that boring toy that they play with all the time. That's not going to be of interest to them. So anything that you give attention to, usually your phone, your child is going to want to give attention to. So you put that down on the floor, not because you're going to let them play with your phone, but you're just using it as a lure, basically. You're going to put it on the floor and your child's going to reach down for it. So you can help them lower at the hips kind of gradually so that they get themselves into sort of the squatting position, and then let them stand back up again, or help them stand back up again, and do it again and again. Once they're in that kind of squat down position, if they were doing that on their own and they fell, they're not going very far. So now, once you feel pretty confident that your child is capable of getting themselves down, they're doing that more and more easily. Now, once they stand up in the crib, you're going to trust that they know how to get themselves back down. Make no mistake, this is not going to be all that graceful in the beginning, but once they kind of figure it out, you'll see them kind of squat down and then plop onto their tush in the crib. And that's kind of what you're looking for in the beginning. Some children can figure out how to walk their hands down the crib rails. Some you can sort of demonstrate that to them. You can also practice this with them in their crib. So, you know, put them in when it's not a sleeping time, put something again down by their feet and show them how to walk their hands down and reach for it, and then trying that again and again in the crib. You can always practice that there. The big concern is that some children will kind of let go and fly back and hit their head. They're not going very far, but I understand why this is a concern. And sometimes when children first start figuring this out, you may have to be more present in the room with them just until they kind of get the hang of getting back down. So once you know your child can sit themselves back down outside of the crib, it's going to be really important that you're not laying them back down over and over again. My rule when kids can pull themselves up to standing is you can lay them down one time, but after that, you're not laying them back down over and over. You get into this crazy game of you stand up, I lay you down. You stand up, I lay you down. You will not win. The same thing, by the way, can happen with sitting. But with sitting, they're a little bit closer to the mattress. Some children will sort of just topple over and they're not going very far. So this standing and getting stuck behavior is actually part of the 9-month sleep regression. So part of that regression is related to a big burst of separation anxiety that happens. You used to be able to walk out of the room. It wasn't a big deal. Your child was fine. They went right to sleep, no complaining. And now all of a sudden you try to leave and they're like, where are you going? And that becomes all of a sudden a whole big thing. And then also there's the standing. And like any of the major movement milestones, this has the potential to produce regression even before they master the skill, because there starts to become a lot of brain activity that happens in advance of learning how to actually pull up. So you might feel like things are going off the rails, and then a week later, all of a sudden your child pulls up and you're going to realize in retrospect, oh, that's what you were trying to figure out. So it'll start to make more sense after they actually do it. As I said before, standing is not the best way to sleep, generally speaking. I've seen definitely children around 18 months decide that they want to stand for very long periods of time and sometimes half the night sleeping on the rail. I even had one that was a year and she was so persistent and she stood half the night for the first night and then after that realized, oh yeah, this isn't so comfy. I might as well just lay down. So standing is a normal behavior. Obviously, it's something that's exciting. You want your child to be able to do it, but it definitely can be a little bit disruptive to sleep. I will say, if prior to this point in time, you were able to sort of sneak your child in really drowsy and they would kind of like just wiggle around a little bit and drift off, once they start standing, now they notice that they've hit the mattress and now they're just up. And so this is the point where I would really encourage you to start to work on putting them in much more awake, so you're not trying to sneak them in without them noticing, because that's just going to cause them to start standing and be really angry. And so if you're not doing it already, this is going to be an important point in time to make sure your child is going in wide awake. They know that they've gone into the crib. They're practicing standing, sitting, laying down, going through that whole process at bedtime. So now if they wake up in the middle of the night, they know how to get themselves back into the laying down and sleeping position once again. So Thank you so much for joining in and listening to our episode today. Please, if you have questions about sleep, if you would like to suggest a topic for us, send us a DM through Sleepy Cues Podcast on Instagram. We'd be happy to talk about your topic and answer your questions here. Thank you.